I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Wow, we've got a special guest here coming on today that really is the answer to converting the world to Christ. But wanted to let you know, I just took Jesse to the airport. Jess Romero will be back in the saddle tomorrow on the show. And he had spent several days out here in Southern California prepping for a movie regarding one of his books. So he's back. Also, today, the guest is Kevin O'Brien from Men of Christ, former professional football player, but more importantly than his private life of playing pro sports, he's going to talk about what they're doing to solve the crisis in the church and in the world, and it's a spiritual answer. So we're not talking about politics here. We're going to be talking about how to introduce people to the person of Christ and his bride, the church. But before we do any of that, we always read the gospel of the day because, you know, Jesse and I call it soul food. And that's exactly what the Bible is. There's no expiration date on this Bible. So for today's reading, it's taken from Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. And then I'm going to get a saint to give us a commentary on this, since I don't have Jesse. Okay, as Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him, raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, cleansing, he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at his feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to them, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Attitude of gratitude. Your faith has saved you. I love that gospel story, what applies to us today. Now, this is a little background here. The setting of the episode explains how Samaritans could be in the company of Jews. There was no love lost between the Jews and the Samaritans, but shared pain, in the case of these lepers, overcame racial antipathy. The law of Moses laid down to prevent the spread of disease. Then lepers should live away from other people and should let it be known that they were suffering from this disease. Now, this has gone all the way back to Leviticus chapter 13, 45 to 46. This explains why they did not come right up to Jesus and his group, but instead begged him help by shouting from a distance. Before curing them, our Lord ordered them to go to the priest to have their cure certified. And that was, again, going back to Leviticus 14, and to perform the rites laid down. The lepers' obedience, just like we have obedience to the Lord, is a sign of their faith in Jesus' words. And in fact, soon after the setting of out, they were cleansed. However, only one of them, the Samaritan who returned praising God and showing his gratitude for the miracle, is given a much greater gift than the cure of leprosy. Jesus says as much. I love this line of, "Your faith has made you well," and praises the man's gratefulness. The gospel records this event to teach us the value of gratefulness. I call it an attitude of gratitude. It's welcome just about everywhere. So get used to lifting your heart to God in acts of thanksgiving, many times a day, because he gives you this and that, because you have been disposed, because you haven't what you need or because you have. This is taken from a saint, Saint Escrivar, and I want to recommend everybody the Navarre Bible Series. Excellent commentary on the scriptures. You know, I just looked up and I see Kevin O'Brien from Men of Christ. Kevin, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Hey, Terry, how are you today? Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. I'm too blessed to be stressed, brother, too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, I'd be a billionaire. Yeah. I am so glad to meet you. I've heard about you from Jesse going to the Milwaukee Men's Conferences over the years. And I've heard nothing but good things from Dave Duran, who I've worked with. All kinds of people who have told me nice things. But this is the first time I had a chance to actually see you. I think we've talked on the phone. But I just want to welcome you because we're going to be talking about what I call the answer to the world's problems. His name is Jesus Christ incarnate.
Amen.
And we're going to
Amen.
Be promoting Amen. What you're doing. And what you're really doing is you're introducing people to the person of Christ through the Eucharist, the source and summit of the Christian life. And you're encouraging people to fall in love with our church through our Blessed Mother and much, much more. But before we get to all of that, Kevin, I want to bring the smartest guy into the room. You know who that is? Bring that locomotive train. It's Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Full sheen ahead.
Yeah, I love him.
I do
too. He's phenomenal.
Kevin, I went to his funeral 41 years ago from L.A. to New York.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I don't know if you know anybody else, but I was like 20 years old when I did that, and I loved it. Oh, man, he changed my life. And we're going to get in a little bit about what brought you to Jesus and his church and how what you're doing. But I want to bring what Fulton Sheen has to say. This was 1974 when I was in high school. He says this. He says, first of all, we're at the end of Christendom. Bishop Sheen solemnly said during a television show, now, not Christianity, not the church. Remember what I'm saying. Then he defined what he meant. Christendom is economic, political, social life as inspired by Christian principles. That's ending. We've seen it die. Look at the symptoms. The breakup of the family, divorce, abortion, immorality, general dishonesty. Are you kidding me? That was, 46 years ago he was saying that, in 1974. So I think what Fulton Sheen was a prophet, and he also said something about laity, people like Kevin O'Brien. And that message, what Sheen said was, Kevin, I got to tell you, Bishop Sheen said that guys like you, your wife and your family, lay people are going to save the church.
Mm.
Not the priests, not the bishops.
Well, you know, and it's interesting you said that. I mean, I actually went and found one of my quotes from Bishop Sheen. He also said, the refusal to take sides on great moral issues is in itself a decision. It is the silent acquiescence to evil. The tragedy of our time is those who believe in honesty lack fire and conviction, while those who believe in dishonesty are full of passionate conviction. And I just thought that was so applicable to our time right now.
Absolutely.
Holy cow. He really was prophetic in his words and what he said and how he led, right? He was such a great leader.
Yep.
You know, he was a true shepherd that preached the word of God. And not only did he preach it, he witnessed it through his just amazing generosity. And you talked about the attitude of gratitude. You always saw that with him in everything he did. He was a brilliant mind, a phenomenal communicator. Really, you know, one of the most popular people, hung out with actors and actresses and all that, the high level type of folk, but he never lost his humility. And he's just a wonderful witness for all of us in these times.
And Kevin, he had 60 years of daily holy hours. That's what got me going to make my holy hour was Archbishop Sheen. He's asking people at the later part of his life, not just priests and bishops to make the holy hour. He's asking lay people. And today we're going to be talking about what the Second Vatican Council calls the source and summit of the Christian life, the Holy Eucharist. And that's what you're promoting. But Kevin, before we do all of that, I know we're going to take a break in about 3 or 4 minutes, but I want to set the stage. I kind of introduced you while you were getting ready on your Skype that you've got a background in football. Can you just share a little bit about yourself, not for your glory, but for the glory of God?
Absolutely. So, you know, I'll give you a little bit background so everyone on the show here can kind of get a flavor. So grew up in Detroit. My dad is an immigrant from Ireland. So, I mean, he grew up, and when we talk about poor is poor. I mean, didn't even have a bathroom growing up, had an outhouse.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a very blue collar type of atmosphere. And we would go to church every week, you know, I think religiously that way, but we're in a very pious family. And, but I had always had a connection to God, but I grew up in the time, like many of us out there, that I learned about, I call it the Barney love, right? Nothing about the real meat of the Catholic faith. It was just more, you know, soft and kind of fluid, and it wasn't concrete and strong. So as I grew, I would say physically, my faith life declined tremendously. So I was fortunate to play college football, and then from there, go off and play professional football for 3 years. And it was actually in the playing professional football that I started to rekindle my faith, but I actually connected to more of our Protestant brothers, because our Protestant, shockingly, they would be the ones always reaching out, always inviting, always kind, right? That was something I've always remembered about that. I'm like, gosh, we as Catholics who have the fullness of the faith, we need to make sure we do that. So in that process, I would be doing Bible studies and stuff, and really just love God, but love the Word of God. I didn't have and understand what we had as the Catholics, the Catholic faith, this beautiful faith. We have Christ himself. I didn't understand any of that.
Wow.
So there's one defining point, and I know we got to cut to a break.
Hey, but before you tell that defining point, that's my teaser for my break. We're going to bring people back for that.
Sure.
Don't forget, okay, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's what my friend Kevin O'Brien is talking about. He's sharing his little personal testimony, and I'm telling you, I know the punchline is going to be good, so when he come back, you're going to hear that. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I guarantee you this show is going to help you fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Jesse's on an airplane flying back to Phoenix. He'll be with me tomorrow. And I've got my good friend Kevin O'Brien. Kevin has been sharing with us a little bit of his background, and I interrupted him because of the break. So I apologize, Kevin, but I want you to continue to tell how the Lord has worked in your life.
Sure, Terry. So I left off when I was playing pro football, and we actually were done with the season. I had come home, and my brother, shockingly, was discerning the priesthood, meaning because we weren't such a pious family. So he was in the seminary, and we were just having a debate, and the topic of abortion came up. And at that time, what I said to him is I battled the Irish, right? Very ethnic Irish. We yell more than we actually have a debate. I said to him, Darren, listen, I don't agree with abortion, but I don't think it's a right you should take away from somebody. Well, now my brother, he discerned that he wasn't called to be a priest, and now he's got 9 kids. But what he said to me, which was very powerful, and I think this is great for your listeners.
Sure.
He said, Kevin, no one has a right to kill an innocent child. And it was like, okay, I for whatever reason, that arrow of truth had not hit my heart or hit my head. And he said, you know what your problem is? And I said, what? You know, kind of like in a mean sort of way. I go, what? And he goes, you need to get back to confession. And going to confession, yes. All those out there listening, if you've been away from that sacrament, don't fear it. He continued to press that. I remember going to the church, driving around the church 9 times, right? Oh, I'm kind of nervous. It's been 15 years since my last confession. And then I did that. And in that process of going, the scales fell off.
Uh-huh.
And then I really dove into the Catholic faith. And I read the catechism. I really studied a lot of it. I was listening to a guy named John Hagee, who's a non-denominational preacher, and I loved his passion. And I was just looking for a Catholic priest version of that. And I found it. And I just studied it. And I came, because now I learned it, I could love it.
Amen.
And, you know, so it was a really beautiful path. And then I got involved into the pro-life movement. You mentioned adoration. I love adoration and Archbishop Fulton Sheen, and then into men's ministry.
Beautiful. Talking about adoration, a Benedictine monk said this, more good can be done in a single hour of adoration than 100 days of uninterrupted preaching and apostolic labors. For when you are with me, I am working for you. I thought of it's on a Benedictine monk, a book I read, and that quote always comes to my mind when I'm before our Lord. I'm doing more work before Jesus. And now, Kevin, I want to shift gears to what you're doing in the sense of the spiritual work that you're doing for Holy Mother, the Church. I know you've done some work with the Men of Christ men's group, but I want to talk, you can talk about that too, but I really am more interested in, I think our listeners would be, unite our nation at this time, because our nation is in crisis. And I think what you're starting is spreading all over the country. And I want to be able to share this with our listeners. So tell us a little bit about what you're working on now.
Sure. So, and for those that I want to learn more about it, it's uniteournation.net. So let me take a step back and kind of just share the story. So it was, you know, probably around mid-July. Right. We were playing baseball. We had started a group called Virtue Baseball. We had a group of families and we'd come out and we had a great baseball league going. But what I kept hearing day in and day out was, and this is when all the riots were going on and all of that. And everybody was like in that lockdown mode and we were just hungry to get out.
Yeah.
It was when is good people going to stand up against it?
Amen.
And I just kept asking the same question. I'm like, okay, what can we do? What can we do? Well, it really hit the peak when it was probably about 5:30 in the morning. My wife had
Hey, we just lost you for a second there, Kevin. So hang on. This is gonna be good because when we have technical difficulties, that usually happens when we have something really good. Continue, please.
Okay. So what had happened there? She woke up and she said she was crying like about all the worry. And I said, honey, here's the thing. We have 7 kids, you know, from 20 to 9, right? So 5 boys, 2 girls.
Good.
I said, sweetheart, you take care of the kids, you know, be in the heart of the home. I'm going to get some men, and that's the linkage into Men of Christ, and we're going to do something about it.
Yep.
And again, going back, it's just so timely how you're linking this together in the beginning when you opened up, but we said, all right, we have the power as Catholics. We have the full weaponry, spiritual weaponry to use. What do we want to start with?
Amen.
We said, well, listen, what if we do Eucharistic person. Well, we wanted to just, we focused at Bloom Warrior Planet, right? We said, we're going to do it here in Wisconsin. How do we unite Wisconsin? That's how we started. And we said, all right, guys, we're going to do it on the Feast of the Assumption, August 15th. So we had 3 weeks, Terry, 3 weeks,
not
no name,
long.
No nothing.
Yep.
Right. And we literally, we said, we're going to make this happen. And we did. We united. We brought the Men of Christ team. We got the Women of Christ. We got our pro-life groups together. And we started to build this out. And it was a Eucharistic procession, patriotic rosary. And what I mean by patriotic is we just entered. We prayed for our country, prayed for every state, prayed for our president, prayed for our political and church leaders, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so powerful because we had no idea. Was 50 people going to show up? Because you had the whole COVID thing. You know, going on. You don't know.
No.
Well, listen to this.
Tell me.
And we had enough foresight to actually have a guy that could produce a movie. So when you go to uniteournation.net, right on the front page, you can click to the middle video. It's about 3 minutes long.
Yes.
And it allows you to enter into the experience. That was the first one. We had 3,000 people.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And, you know, I was talking to right before we started doing this because I wanted to get some more spiritual guidance. Dr. Mark Miravelli, who's a good friend, mm-hmm. he said, Kevin, what you're doing is three things. And it's so powerful. He said, one, it's Eucharistic. You're taking our Lord into the streets. We're being the light, taking that light into the darkness. So, and that's where we see that darkness everywhere. So calling down the graces from heaven to open up the hearts and minds of our people. Okay, that was one, the first, yep. Eucharist. The second, this links into the rosary, but it's Marian, right? We are begging Mary for her intercession, praying for our leaders, offering up a Hail Mary for each state, allowing Our Lady to exercise her full mediation as the spiritual mother of our people, as the patroness of our country for our country. So this idea, there's power in prayer.
Amen.
And here's the third thing it was.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for everyone. Listen up to this. So we've got the Eucharist. We're pulling in Mary. We've got the weapon, as Padre Pio would say, that rosary in our hands. It's public. It was public.
Amen.
We need Christian courage. We need it now as we needed it back then. There are strength in numbers.
Yep.
There's, you know, the devil, what does he do? He divides. He puts you in your silos. We wanted to unite Wisconsin. We wanted to unite our people and come together. You know, Matthew chapter 18, I think verse 19, where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there amongst you. So not only was he there, literally, the Spirit was there with us. And let me tell you what happened.
Tell us.
3,000 people showed up. But in that process, you're walking through like a war zone, right through. I don't know if you saw.
I saw the pictures. It's all it looks like downtown L.A.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was like boarded up and stuff, yep. And all the graffiti. And I'll share a Kenosha story. We went down to Kenosha as well.
Good.
But so what we saw was, and what happened was the anxiety, the worry, the fear literally kind of just washed away. And you had this. The pictus was so powerful. You had us doing benediction on the state capitol. So you have our Lord, the Capitol building right behind us, and people everywhere in the streets. We had the cops had come, and they're like, come, we want you here. They had all this stuff blocked off as we had people, thousands of people all over the place, praising God, asking for Mary's intercession and witnessing not only through our words, but more importantly, through our actions.
Kevin, there was no looting going on, right? I'm being facetious right now. In other words, you guys were out there praying, and the police recognized that, and they were glad to have you out there. I think that's awesome. People can actually watch this video by going to uniteournation.net. Is it the middle video? Is that correct?
It is.
Middle
one? And I'll share a couple other things along that. Not only did we do that, of course, there, we did it all over the country.
Awesome.
I was just asking our people, I got a text today, mm-hmm. and it's not even final. Some of them are still going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we had 49 different places throughout the country, from Portland,
awesome.
San Diego, to New York City, right in Times Square, to Miami, and to everywhere in between.
Awesome.
And listen to this. And one of the things you can see the video on this is we had 105 processions at colleges.
Awesome.
So not only did you unite the nation through all the different cities and parishes, because even parishes were getting just parishes themselves, and that's where we're going to go long term. but we had colleges doing the same thing. And one of the videos there is you'll see all the different, well, we didn't get all of them, but a number of them had pictures and videos that they sent in, and we've collated all that.
Sure.
And they had made up a video. It's just a beautiful thing that brings a lot of hope.
Kevin, when we come back from the break, I want you to share how our people listening and watching on YouTube and Facebook can actually do exactly what you did in Wisconsin. And you have a little packet to show to get people where they can take the steps, and you're going to walk them through all that, because we want this to be mushroom. We want this to grow so that more people will fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, because that is the answer to our problems in the world today. As a matter of fact, Kevin, the Catholic Church's teachings on morality are the solution to knocking down the medical costs. I'll tell you what I mean by that. We have 110 million people with STD, sexually transmitted diseases. We have 330 million in the country. One out of three people is, and we spend $16 billion a year. I got a solution. It's the Catholic faith, man. Yes. It's what you're doing. Yeah. You're married to one woman. You have your own seven children. This is what the world's looking for, but we have to introduce them to the person of Christ, and there's nothing better than the Holy Eucharist, and that's what you're doing, and that's why I'm excited about this. Kevin, I had a whole show today, and I think I told you last night, Kevin, we're going to put you on the whole hour. We're going to talk about this. That'll wait till Friday, because I'm so excited that what you're doing is introducing people to Jesus Christ and the Holy Eucharist, and that's how the world will be converted through the Eucharist, in my humble opinion. So when we come back, Kevin's going to talk a little bit more about how he's put together packets of information on how you can do a step-by-step program at your own parish to promote this, and also in your own state capitals all over the country. We want to talk about what you're doing with that in a little bit more detail. Folks, I want to remind you, the people who are monthly donors for Virgin Most Powerful get about 25 hours of programming downloadable from Dr. Scott Hahn, Tim Staples, Dr. Michael Barber, all the good guys, as a way of saying thank you for your support at Virgin Most Powerful. Only $25 a month does that, and you get hundreds of dollars worth of product with a link downloadable to you each month. If you'd like, no, please join us by calling 877-526-2151 or go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. It's really quite simple. And then you're going to be a high-information Catholic, and you're going to want to do exactly what Kevin O'Brien is doing, and that is sharing our Eucharistic King to the world. We come right back with Kevin O'Brien, Men of Christ. Actually, uniteournation.net is the website you want to go to get this information. Man, am I blessed. Kevin, I'm so glad you took the time. We'll be right back with more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ.
A great man once said that evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. But you and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars. And it's been said if we lose this war, and in so doing lose this great way of freedom of ours, history will report with the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose did the least to prevent it from happening. Well, I think it's high time now that we ask ourselves if we still even know the freedoms that were intended for us by our founding fathers. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists, not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. You weren't made to fit in, my brothers and sisters. You are born to stand out. Set yourself apart from this corrupt generation. Be saints. God bless you.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR, and may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. This is the Terry and Jesse Show. Kevin O'Brien is with me from Men of Christ and also UniteOurNation.net. Today is Thursday. Think about the providence of God, Kevin. On Holy Thursday, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist.
Yeah.
And tonight, as every Thursday here at the Sacred Heart Chapel in Covina, we spend 2 hours on our knees praying for priests, the bishops, for the Holy Father. And why do we do that? It's our spirituality here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'd love to have you come and pray with us from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. every Thursday. Why do we do this? Because our priests, our bishops, the Holy Father needs our prayers. So this is when the institution of the Holy Eucharist came. And here we are talking about Eucharistic adoration on a Thursday. Thank you, Jesus. Kevin, I want you to tell our folks about what you're doing with bringing Jesus out to the streets. And what specifically are you doing with that in Wisconsin? And what others are following your example?
Yeah, so what? So it kind of bloomed outside of Wisconsin, as I was saying before the break. It spread throughout the nation.
Yeah,
and it is so powerful to see. Like for instance, I mentioned Madison. Well, here locally, we went down to Kenosha. And of course, you probably saw the stuff that going on in Kenosha. And here's what I want to share with your listeners. So you got to picture this now. It was a war zone.
Yeah.
As we were walking, we were at the church. And we started to walk into the center of Kenosha, and it was ghostly quiet.
Wow.
This is a community right on Lake Michigan. It's beautiful, but it was just literally, in a sense, destroyed. Off to my right, I saw a whole car lot of burned cars.
Wow.
All the buildings were all boarded up. Up top, I saw windows. It said, kids live here. Why did they say that? So you wouldn't burn down the city. So burn down that building.
Yeah.
So now, what did we do? We brought... So in the front, we had Jesus, right? We had all 1,700, almost 2,000 people in Kenosha now.
I love it.
And before we went, now picture this, power of the kindness and just reaching out. We had all of our Men of Christ guys. They went knocking on the business doors before we were coming out. It was a Sunday when we did it.
Yeah.
And you know what we said?
Tell us.
He said, we're going to pray for you.
Wow.
And look, like I'm getting chills even
I'm
saying
getting
that.
Chills listening.
What's that?
I'm getting chills just listening. I can picture that, brother.
Yeah, picture like literally your whole livelihood has been destroyed, and you have people coming in droves. And I've got a great story at the end of this. So
yeah.
Now we have these a big truck that's got these monster speakers. We have a beautiful voice. She is a wonderful singer. And all of a sudden, in this ghostly quietness, you hear Ave Maria singing, and it is like picture if you could visualize grace flowing down.
Yes.
It flew out and went to everywhere. All of a sudden, all these people upstairs that live in these apartments started coming out videos. Guys started walking out, long beards that were like, what is this? What's going on? And we processed and we sung beautiful hymns. Okay. So we did this. It was probably about a good mile and a half, 2 miles right into the city. And we ended at the park where it all started. When you saw the videos, that's where you saw a lot of the Antifa BLM group in there, and all the fighting was happening. So right when I'm walking into this is so important for our people to understand how our police need this.
Yeah.
I smacked, there's two cops. There was one next to a squad car. He had glasses on that were kind of dark. And I walked up to him and I just hit him on the arm and I said, listen, we're praying for you. And this is for you guys to show the unity that we're with. And I call it the guy cry.
Yeah.
He couldn't look at me. You know, he started the emotion was welling up. Then I went over to the other police officer who had his motorcycle. He didn't have glasses on. I did this exact same thing. I said, listen, we're praying for you. We're with you. We're united. We support you, and we thank you for what you're doing to protect our freedoms.
Amen.
Smacked him in the arm, and literally now the tears started rolling down his cheek.
Wow.
My grandfather was a police officer. So there's this, and it was this intense, like, brotherhood that was there. We went in. We had adoration right there. We did benediction right in the park.
I love
that's
it.
Just an example. And all these people. Now listen to this.
Tell me.
We had a gal walk up. She had a BLM face mask on. We're like, okay, let's keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
And at the end, so we walked back to the church. And at the end of this, there were two of them. They were singing. You could see their lips moving. You couldn't see the lips because they had the mask on. Their lips were moving. And they were like, they were just sucking in the goodness.
Yes.
And it wasn't the words we were saying. It was the witness that we gave and really the power of Christ coming down. So what we did is we said, all right, let's model this. Success leaves a trail. We put a playbook together for everyone to make it simple. And that's what you mentioned earlier.
Right.
How to do it. You can register. Everything was there. And then from there, so we did that all over the place. And then on November 3rd, sticking with the adoration theme, we did adoration for our nation. And we're going to continue to build on this all day. We had almost 700. This would happen just like in a week and a half. 700 people. Now, where are we headed?
Tell us.
Right now, we are in the mode, especially we're praying. We're in rosary for our nation. We are signing people up. We're going 24/7. You can sign up for an hour, actually a group of our, we were breaking into quads so people could sign up in that segment. We have somebody every hour praying the rosary. We're looking to get tens of thousands of people squeezing the beads, as my good football buddy would say, all the time until all this election stuff is done. And we have truth. We have what's real. And it's on, you can find that again on uniteournation.net. So we're doing that. We're signing people up, and we're actually going to pray together. We're going to steal a line from Father Peyton. He said, a family that prays together stays together. We changed it slightly and said, a nation that prays together will stay together.
Wow. Kevin, I have to tell you, this is so exciting. And I know a lot of our listeners are going, wow, I wish I could do that. I mean, what you've given us through your website, uniteournation.net, are you confident, because I am, from what I've read, this is a no-brainer. Anybody could do this. Is that a fair statement? You don't have to have any theological background. This is just follow the instructions.
Oh, my gosh. It's such an awesome highlight and pull-out point that you just made. So to what you just said, that's exactly what we wanted to do. Because what happens is we fear what we don't know. Oh, I don't have skills. By the way, just so you know, I have no theology degree, no philosophy degree. I love God.
Amen.
I'm passionate. I just gave this kind of conversation to a guy I'm trying to bring into our ministry. I said, I stopped working under or operating under a modality of fear, and I let myself be open to God. I said, all right, Lord, if you want this, give me the strength. I'm going to trust in you. It's the same thing we did with this. I didn't run big processions. I said, all right, Lord, bring us together. You guide us. We're going to do the work. St. Augustine said this, pray as everything depends on God. And work as everything depends on you. And that's what we did. And everything is laid out, to your point, on the processions, how to do it. The Eucharistic adoration, how to do it. The rosary, how to get that going.
Kevin, I love the stories about the policeman, because that's very, very touching. Can you give us some comments from people who actually went out and participated in the marches or in the prayers? What kind of comments were you getting from people who said, you know, I was a little nervous about doing this when I went out there. Wow, it really affected me in a real positive way. Do you have any comments like that?
I do. So I'm going to give you a couple of different ones. So one is, this is, again, great for Catholics. So our Christian, we should take the lead. We should be the tip of the spear. We talked about this a little bit at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Why? Because we have the fullness of the faith.
Exactly.
The Catholic Church is a gift. So let me give you a quote from a non-denominational person that Kate drove all the way up from Chicago, Illinois, to be at Madison because he had gotten word about it. Didn't even know what it was, just came out. He said it was the most powerful experience that he had ever had. Now, that's a non-Catholic.
Yeah.
I had, when we were in Kenosha, I had a Jehovah's Witness come up. And she said to me, she goes, Kevin, And the reason she knew my name, because I gave a little talk before we went out. Mm-hmm. She said, Kevin, I'm not even Catholic.
Wow.
But I just want you to know, this is an amazing event. This was so beautiful. So again, Bishop Barron talks about evangelizing in beauty, mm-hmm. and this idea by going out in the world. One of the things we do well is we lock down well. We go into the four walls that we have, but God called us to go into the deep. And that's what we did here. We went into the deep. My own wife, by the way, who's a wonderful person,
sure.
when we talked about doing it in Madison or going to Kenosha,
yeah.
he said the same thing. She said, oh, well, you know, I'm a little nervous. I said, honey, don't worry. We got you.
Yep.
I got you. I got you and the kids. I want the kids to be there. I want them to see their dad leading in the faith. Because here's a great stat for all the fathers out there. 92% of the moms and the children will follow the father if he leads them. So this idea of witnessing to your kids, again, not in your words, there's no question, but also through your actions is very powerful. So it is just having that trust and realizing everything is laid out. And not only is it laid out, you can email us and we will coach you through any questions you have.
Kevin, one other point that I think is a very powerful point, and that is the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. So many Catholics your age and under didn't really get a good understanding yeah. about the belief in the real presence.
Yep.
And by you bringing Jesus Christ out to the streets, it reminds me of a good friend of mine from back in the 70s, Father Kenneth Roberts. And he said, in England, on Corpus Christi Day, it was proud to be Catholic Day because we brought Jesus out in a procession. I think what's going to happen is converts are going to come to the Catholic yes. faith through your idea of bringing Jesus out to the streets, because I'll tell you, it brings people say, what are they doing? Oh, the Catholics believe in John 6, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. My blood is real flesh. My blood, you know, what? That's what we believe? I didn't realize that. And I tell you, Kevin, after 41 years of evangelization, I still run into parishes where people have not been taught that. Has that come across yet, the having a better reverence for the Eucharist by doing these?
Terry, here.
Talk to me, brother.
You, I tell you what, you got the Holy Spirit working in you because you're just hitting all these wonderful points. So where do we want to go with this? Unite our nation. And you said, so at the end, the mm-hmm. principal of subsidiary, breaking it down yes. to the local level.
Yep.
I got a call. So no, I got an email. So I'm getting ready to take my wife out for dinner, right?
Good. She's,
I've been real busy and we've been crazy in the house with COVID. We actually are back in COVID.
God bless you guys.
So, but this was going back a few weeks ago, probably about 5 weeks ago.
Kevin, hang on a second. I want to hear this story, but I hear the music coming on. We got bumper music coming. Tells me we got to take a quick break. I want to hear the story with your wife. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I am here with Kevin O'Brien from UniteOurNation.net. And when we come back, he's got some more good stories to tell us on how people fall in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, especially through the Holy Eucharist. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back.
Jesus said in Luke 17, "When you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have only done our duty." According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. I want to welcome all you YouTube listeners. We get about 1,500 to 2,000 new YouTube listeners every 7 days. So I want to say hi and tell your friends and like us and tell your friends about us, because this is one way of spreading it through social media, Facebook and all the others, and all of our regular AM and FM stations that are listening right now. I want to welcome all of you, because this show really is the answer to all the problems in the world today. Kevin O'Brien is my guest from the UniteOurNation.net. That's what I want you to go to today. But Kevin, you were sharing a story with your wife, and unfortunately we have to break here on radio, so I want you to continue that story.
So yeah, so my wife and I are getting ready to go out for dinner, just to, you know, kind of have a date night. And I get a text, I get an email, a LinkedIn email from a guy out of he's in Illinois, south of Chicago. And I said, you know what, I got 5 minutes, maybe seven. I'm going to give him a quick call, because we're moving, you know, a lot of things happen. I'm like, okay, I'm going to layer time in between her. We're getting ready. I'm going to talk to this guy. So I reach out to him, and he just really struck a chord. He said, Kevin, I love what you guys are doing, but would you ever think about doing this at the parish level?
Yeah.
In really bringing this idea of healing, like a healing ministry, and taking our Lord with these processions and the prayer of the rosary and singing that goes with it,
mm-hmm.
Into the neighborhoods. I said, holy cow, I loved it. Because he said this, and this was striking to me. I don't know why this was a big deal. It's something I believe, but I didn't really think about it.
Sure.
He goes, you know, when you do this, you're going to bring tremendous healing to people, but not only will it be spiritual healing, but what you're going to do, or what Christ isn't, you're not doing it. He's using you as the vehicle. But what you're going to do is people that couldn't walk are now going to be able to walk. People that have terminal cancer will now be healed. How do I know that? Because it happened 2,000 years ago, and you have the same person here. And I literally was like,
Makes sense.
I mean, you get so into it, right? I didn't even think about that. So where we're headed with this, and this is all coming together, right? We've been praying for our nation. And now we want to go beyond that. And we're already discerning, okay, Lord, where do you want this to go? And we are going to head into and having our goal of having maybe a Father's Day procession, a Mother's Day procession to build up the family.
Amen.
Right? We're going to figure this out, but we are bringing it to the parishes.
Awesome. Kevin, I'm so excited, you know, about what you're doing in helping people fall in love with Jesus Christ. Again, I want to make a pitch for everybody listening or watching on YouTube to go to the website, UniteOurNation.net. For those who just tuned in a little late, Kevin, because this happens with people, they're tuning in and out.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Go ahead and just share a little bit about what people will get by going to that website.
So when you go to the website, you'll see three different things. But the primary was we started with these Eucharistic processions, and there'll be a playbook on how to do them, right? Soup to nuts, and there'll be simple things that you can use for sharing stuff on social media to posters. And then there's now the big push is the prayer campaign, is the rosary for our nation. And that is something where you can go sign up online. And right now we have, until this is all blown over, and we may keep going with this because we're setting the habit. Mm-hmm. We're getting families to dedicate an hour.
Yep.
One of the things, and you know this, Terry, in your business career,
sure.
Where does it live in your calendar? Where the thing is, if when I had adoration, and I had an hour. I committed to that hour. I was there all the time.
Of course.
Well, now it's changed and I don't have it in my calendar. So now it's more random and I'm not as consistent. Yeah. So what we're finding is people are signing up. They're committing to an hour, even in a group of hours. Cause like, if you can't do six, it's 6:30 cause you got little ones running around. No problem, but you can sign up and you can get all the stuff you need from a rosary perspective as well. How to say it, the promises that Our Lady said to St. Dominic. And you can do that as well, which is powerful. Now, listen to this. Terry, this is one more bonus. So now we've got the processions. We've expanded this out. We're going to keep the Catholic identity, but we've partnered with our brothers and sisters, our Jewish brothers and our Protestant brothers.
Good.
Calling it a Jericho March.
I love it.
So every day. So now people are like, well, what can I do? You can go right now in all the key states. We're trying to do this in every state. And we're just literally, you don't even have a website yet. You can go to hashtag Jericho March or at Jericho March 20 on Facebook, and you can find more information out. But we are like in Wisconsin, we're every day. We are at noon. We get there at 11:45 at noon. The Catholics huddle together and we start praying the rosary, walking around. Awesome. We have our Protestant brothers there. We have our Jewish brothers that we're inviting, right?
Love it.
So this is an ecumenical thing. So some people want to do processions there. We can do processions right there. It's already set up. So a lot of this stuff is being played out and it's now expanding out and other groups are coming together to really pray and witness that Christian courage I talked about in the beginning.
Kevin, I'm so excited. I always like this. We're coming to the close of the show, and I always end a thing about when I get excited about what you're doing, I say, all Christ asks of us is that we go back to basic training, prepare ourselves for the battles which only the Catholic Church has the spiritual resources to fight. You're using those spiritual resources.
Yes.
Remember, everybody, that our general is coming soon, and we want to be ready. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. Let not your hearts be troubled. What matters is that we run the race to the finish line, fight the good fight, and as Bishop Sheen said, many saints will be forged in the crucible of fire in the coming years. Wow. Make sure you're among, he says, make sure you're among them. Don't go with the flow. In other words, the culture. For as the great Archbishop Sheen reminds us, dead bodies float downstream. More than ever, we shall have to be strong in our faith, and in the end, we have a certainty that truth will triumph over lies, light over darkness, good over evil. So stand firm, Catholics, and rush into the battle lines. Jesus in your heart, a rosary in one hand, a Bible in the other, because no matter what happens, no matter how the battle turns out, we know we win. No matter what political party in power is at any given point in time, in the end, those who remain faithful to Jesus Christ win. And Kevin O'Brien, you've given us hope that by living out our Catholic faith with our Eucharistic King, our Lord Jesus Christ, and our rosary, that we can bring good over evil. And you've inspired us to do that. And I just want to ask you, Kevin, your final couple minutes here, to share again what people can do to get involved with what you're doing all over the country and all over the world.
Sure. You can go to uniteournation.net. You will find stuff on the procession. You will find stuff on the rosary. You can sign up there. You can go to hashtag Jericho March or at Jericho March 20. Mm-hmm. If you're like, gosh, I want to get out right now. I want to start marching.
Yep.
And literally doing if you go back and look at the Jericho story, it's a fascinating story of what happened, you know, that the Lord gave the power to our Jewish brothers and sisters of tearing down those walls of what was taking place from a corruption perspective.
Right.
So you can do that. I think here's the thing I want people to leave with. No matter where you are, no matter what you are, like say you're infirmed and you can't move, everybody can do something. And here's the thing. If we unite, at least in prayer, right? That prayer is power. Realize their strength in numbers. And to what you just said, Terry, it doesn't matter what the political party is.
That's right.
We stick together.
Yep.
In the end, we win. God triumphs. All he needs us to do is be faithful.
I want to just read right from your website. When we bring our Lord and our Blessed Mother out of the churches into the streets of America, we create a powerful witness. We ask for the grace for our country with our most powerful weapons, the Blessed Sacrament and the Rosary, all for the greater glory of God through our Immaculate Heart of Mary, our Mother. Now, you quote Chronicles, Second Chronicles. Jesse and I quote this quote all the time.
Yeah.
If my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them in heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's what you're doing, Kevin. And I just want to say thank you for your commitment to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. And you said it at the beginning. The Catholic Church has the fullness of the truth. See, there's nowhere to go, folks. You might say, oh, yeah, but I'm upset with my bishop. Cut it out. That's not where we're going. You know where we're going? To the source and summit of the Christian life, the Holy Eucharist, the Blessed Mother, the Rosary. We have 5 points that we make, Kevin, and I'll just name them. We call it the 5 stones of David. We ask people, pray the Rosary every day. If you can't pray the Rosary every day, you're not on the team. Number two, get the confession at least once a month, if not more. If you need it, get to it. 3, read your Bible every day. It's God's word. There's no expiration date on that Bible. 4, fast and pray. This could be a form of fasting. Just the very fact for some people to walk a mile and a half in a procession, that might be tough. So that's a form of fasting. And the other thing is to remember that Our Lady said, souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices for them. This is a great way through Eucharistic adoration, through praying your rosary, to bring souls back to Christ. And Kevin, you and your organization, UniteOurNation.net, are doing exactly what Holy Mother, the Church, has been doing for 2,000 years, and it's worked for 2,000 years. So if it ain't broken, let's don't fix it. So thank you for bringing us back to the source and summit. Any final thoughts? Because you got about 90 seconds.
Well, here's what I would say, Terry. Everything you said is I just say amen, brother. The confession brought me back to the faith. I had a priest say this to me once. He said, Kevin, when all crazy breaks up in your life and everything is like hitting you at different things, what is the one thing you're going to hold on to? And you know, I immediately answered was the rosary.
Good.
Every day, the rosary is like lifting spiritual weights. Squeeze those beads. Get to confession. Get to morning mass as you can.
Amen.
Love, you can't love what you don't know. Terry, I am so impressed with what you and Jesse are doing. You're preaching the church, are preaching the truth, and you are presenting the faith in a true masculine form. I am telling you right now, you are a gift to God. And I people need to realize this. It is so amazing what we have. We just got to embrace it. We have this gift. All you have to do is take it, listen to it, and embrace it. And oh my gosh, we are going to see each other in heaven.
Amen. I want to pray a prayer of thanksgiving for this hour of power. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We give thee thanks, almighty, all merciful, and all loving God, for all the blessings that we have received from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Kevin, see if you like this. We're called to wisdom, a life of reflection, not a life of reaction. Mm-hmm. Humility, not arrogance. Repentance, not revenge. Order, not chaos. Loving, not hating. Self-control, not self-righteousness. Those are the fruits of the Spirit, not the works of the flesh. And that's what you're doing, brother. And Kevin, one more time, I said it probably 9 times I counted. I'm going to give the website, UniteOurNation.net. Check it out. Start spreading the devotion to the Holy Eucharist and to the Rosary. Kevin O'Brien, I just want to thank you for your zeal, for your love for Jesus Christ. Tell all the men that I know who know you that Terry Barber said, keep trucking, guys. Keep fighting the good fight. All right,
thank
brother.
You, Terry. God bless you and all your wonderful work.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
You bet. Thanks again, Kevin. Full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Remember, more good can be done in a single hour of adoration than 100 days of uninterrupted preaching and apostolic labors. For where you are with me, I am working for you. Get to the Blessed Sacrament. Talk to Jesus, the source and summit of the Christian life. May God richly bless all of your families. And I just want to say thank you for supporting us here at Virgin Most Powerful. God love you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.